are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media, and we're speaking about all things spending time in daily devotion as women. This is now our women's segment. So engaging in daily devotions, which typically involves dedicated time for prayer, reflection, and study of religious or spiritual texts, holds significance for women in various aspects of their lives. Daily devotions provide a consistent opportunity for spiritual growth. Through prayer and reflection, women can deepen their understanding of faith, strengthening their relationship with higher power and nature, their spiritual well-being. So we are speaking about all things, how we can in fact do this, because kuningi that we are doing as women, I must say up front, not that is an excuse, but we have seen that we use that as an excuse, not that it's really an excuse, you know. So we are joined on the line here by the life coach, Sister Ruth Chagwinya, who's going to be helping us to navigate this one. My sister, good morning, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you today?
I am good. In fact, I'm on a high. Let me just confess. I'm on a high today.
Okay.
I'm on a high.
And what are you going on? What high are you on?
We've just had this beautiful testimony. I think most of me and you have spoken about friendship, I think, sometime last year. And I think what's really moving me is that there is a friend who saw a friend in need. The friend sent through a prayer request during our 10 days of prayer. And guess what? God was like, born, blessings galore. The friend now has a job. Guys.
So beautiful. Look at God.
I'm really like, I'm still gathering myself because it's too much. And I'm happy that also after that testimony, you are coming through. And I know we have spoken about friendship. And I'm like, I'm going to tell Sister Ruth, what Bona, friends that matter in life. Hey.
Exactly. We need, you know, like a tribe of women that is aligning with your values, a tribe of women that is taking you up and not pulling you down.
Yes.
A tribe of women that can bring you to the foot of the cross, you know, when you can't even carry yourself. We just need such people who will just say, look, we're going to hold your hand and we're going to take you there. If you can't do it yourself, we'll do it for you.
Yep. Sister Ruth, let's speak about these devotions, but before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, shall we pray? Our Father who is in heaven, we come before you this morning, Lord. We just want to thank you for allowing us to meet and talk once again, dear Father. Lord, we are asking and praying that it may be your word that is in our mouths, Lord, and not us speaking, Lord. We are asking for your divine inspiration, for your Holy Spirit to be poured abundantly upon us, Lord. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Oh, yeah. Now I have come down. You know, so speaking about devotions, you know, I think in my prelude there, I did say that, hey, as in, sometimes we say we are busy, most especially as women, you know, children, household, everything. And we're like, hey, we don't really have that much time for devotion, you know. But what is the meaning, Sister Ruth, behind daily devotions for women? And how does it impact our lives?
Okay, devotion time, as it says, devotion is to just give yourself, you know, devote your time to that. You're devoting your time to a time with God, to say, this is God's time, in spite of what is happening, in spite of what is going on around, amidst the chaos, amidst everything, I must have my own time with God. I need to connect with the divine. It's something that each and every woman needs to connect with God, a daily time, you know, that you have set aside, that you have set apart, to just say, this is God's time, where I sit and I read or I sing and, you know, I just talk to God. I just tell him what is on my heart, you know, and connect with God in a special way.
So, these methods that are available, zining, we have a lot of methods that are there, right? But can they be applied for women to cultivate a good habit of daily devotions? Because someone would say, no, set your alarm, ne? And then you stop everything at this particular time and then devote. But sometimes, like, hey, guys, yes, you know, there's homework, there's these things. So do these methods really work? And can they really help us in this situation?
I believe that as women, we have very busy lives. We are every day, you know, is bound to have its problems, whether you're a housewife, you're a mother, you're a career woman, or whatever you are, you know, there's bound to be problems. You are bound to be busy doing something. We are always, it's like we're on a hamster treadmill, you know, the kind of a hamster wheel, you know, we're constantly onto something from the other to the other. And we are barely having time to just sit and have that time with God. And so you find that many women will say, I don't have the time. I'm already beginning my day early. I'm beginning my day running on my feet. It's hectic. You know, you're being a wife, you're being a mother, you're being a homemaker, but you're also going to be a CEO later on in the day. And so we find women who are just busy, busy, busy. And, you know, are saying we don't, you know, adding on devotion is just, it's just adding more, you know, it's now either, there's no time, there's no time, there's no time. But once again, I'm going to speak of something that I always speak about. And I think you now know intentionality, intentionality. You need to be intentional. You know, there's, you can't go through the day without connecting with God in one way or the other. You need to be intentional about spending time with God. It's a decision that you need to make. You can't just say, you know, I don't have time, but you are intentional about going to the gym. You're intentional about doing your school run. You're intentional about making a meal every day at 6 o'clock. You have to have served that 7 colors. Why are you not intentional now about speaking to God? Why are you not making that time? If you can make time for everything else, then I'm sure we can also make time for God. And you're saying how, you know, others say we set your time for 5 a.m. And, you know, so forth and so forth and so forth. In all honesty, I'll speak from my own experience with devotion. I am a housewife, among other things. I'm not employed. But I find that it's easier for me if I wake up at 5 o'clock and I start doing chores in the house and whatever, whatever. I'm getting everyone ready to go out for the day and so forth and so forth. And then by like 8:30, everyone is out. Everything is done. I can now sit in my solitude and connect with God. Why am I sharing this? I'm saying that I think we have come to a point where we are putting God in a box. We are putting we are being narrow-minded pertaining to the things of God. I don't believe that it has to be at 5 o'clock, that you have to come, that you have to have your personal devotion, or at 3 a.m., but it's not bad either. What I am saying is, in a world that is so busy, in a world that has so many demands, make time for God at a time that works for you. If it's that you are going to take 10 minutes off your lunch break, you know that at lunchtime you go, you leave your office, you go sit in your car, and that's where you open your Bible. That's where you talk to God. That's when you pray. That is your devotional time.
Yes.
If you're finding that maybe it's best when I'm in the car by myself on my way to work, that kind of a thing, I can, you know, listen to my devotional. You know, there's Bibles, you know, that that can be read out to you, that kind of a thing. Sorry, the word escapes me. But, you know, that kind of a thing where let us be creative. Let us not limit ourselves to the norms that we know, that we have heard about. What I'm saying is, what might work for you might not necessarily work for me. So I find it easier to connect with God at 8:30 in the morning when there's absolutely no one in my house. And I can read my Bible. I can read my verse. I can meditate. I can journal. I can talk to God, knowing that absolutely nobody is going to bother me.
You know, as we are saying that, Guti, sometimes we don't necessarily have to put time aside, because when we're looking at, like even me, when I'm looking at, I'm like, put that time aside, Pella, you know, wake up at six, you know, school run, everything. I'm like, but at the end of the day, I end up now going home. I'm tired, I'm exhausted, but I still need to cook. So I can't necessarily like intentionally put time aside. But as you're saying, no, it doesn't have to be, you know, that much, too much. But just take 5 minutes. For me, that 5 minutes is a lot. And when we take, Sister Ruth, those 5, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, depending on a person's how they manage their time, you know, do these daily affirmations help us to sustain our growth in spirituality? And do they also help us, you know, to grow more closer to God? Because some, they do their devotions through music, some they study the word, some they study other things. But do those things really help us have a better relationship with God?
They definitely, definitely help us have a better relationship with God. You know, when you have a constant connection with God, a constant connection time with God, those things impact your life in greater ways than you could ever understand. It's a case of if you have prayed in the morning, what, you know, you'll find that that prayer is going, is what is going to sustain you through the day. That is your cup and place for the day. Whatever you are going to meet in your day, you have already met in prayer. You are stronger when you have prayed. Mm-hmm. You are stronger enough to face different things and different circumstances with whatever your day is giving you. You'll find that in certain circumstances, something will happen. And you'll say, had I not had that time with God in the morning, I would not have responded the way that I have responded. Sometimes it's God pouring on you an extra, you know, an extra slice, an extra portion of wisdom that day. It's you meeting somebody who needs you in such a big way that day. It's you, you know, like, I've met people where in like someone will just come and say, hi, I don't know you, but I feel that you are a person who right now can pray for me, can minister to me. You know, like it's that kind of a thing. So never underestimate your time with God.
Yep.
Never underestimate that time that you have given to him. God will have done something. God will have spoken in his own special way. I also want to give you the other side of when you have not been connecting with God. I remember a few months back, late last year, I hadn't been reading my Bible as much as I would have wanted to be. I had actually fallen off the wagon of my devotional life. I had fallen off the wagon. And it was one of my sisters, and she was like, Ruth, there's a church that is in need of a preacher. Can you please, are you available to preach? And I'm like, what would you want me to talk about? And she's like, oh, well, you know, it's anything. You can talk about anything. And I really sat and said, you know what? I had to have an honest look at myself. And I told her, look, I am so sorry. I haven't been reading my Bible. And I have nothing to give. Absolutely. I am empty. I have nothing. I cannot. I am not in a place to minister to anyone. I would be lying. I would be committing a sin to say, I am going to come and preach it. No. That would be for self, and it would just be for myself and never anything for God. So what am I saying? It's in your spiritual journey that you grow spiritually. You minister, you know, you are in connection with God. You are nourishing, self-nourishing. You are feeding from the word of God. You are, you know, drinking from that bottle of milk that God is giving you. What I'm saying is when you are in constant connection with God, you are in a position to give out. You are radiating God. You are able to speak to others about God. You are able to minister. You are able to meet life situations as they come. We were talking the other day about the anchor holding. You know, when you have a devotional, when you have a devotional life, you are sharpening your anchor. You are keeping your anchor stronger. But when you are not reading your Bible, when you are not praying, when you are not connecting, you are only rusting. You are only finishing away. And when that happens, when you are cold, when situations come, what state will you be in? Who are you? when situations have come, that is when we find people speaking out of the flesh and not of the spirit.
You get what I'm saying? Yes.
So I'm just trying to emphasize the power of having a constant walk with God.
Yes.
The power of constantly conversing with God, being in touch with things of the world. You know, we can read this Bible and finish it, but you have not even begun.
Mm.
Because the Bible is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
There's a lot that is there that we think today we have understood, and tomorrow you could read the same thing and it's speaking to you differently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So looking at that, I know the other time someone was like, you know, do a garden. When you're gardening, you know, you'll be fine. But emotionally, you know, you will be okay. You know, you will. I'm like, oh, okay, I do have a garden, but sometimes me, I'm focused on the weeds there. I don't really pay, you know, that breathing in, breathing out, you know.
Yes,
but
yes,
but
yes.
Having this devotion, would it help us in terms of our health and our wellness aspect of it, like our mental and emotional? Does it have any of those benefits that when now you're concentrating, God is good, God is good, God is good, you know, all the stresses, they tend to go down a little bit. Does it help, you know, with those things if we do our daily devotions?
Mm-hmm. The things that you're speaking about, when you are not well, your mental health and everything and so forth and so forth, we can call those things the storms of life. Mm-hmm. When life has happened and you are now sick, you are not well, you are, you know, you're not coping mentally, things have happened and life has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And life happens to each one of us in a special way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. life happens, especially to us women. Life happens in a special way. If I could begin to tell you about, you know, right now, about how life has happened to me, you will not understand how I'm even able to talk to you about a living God, how I'm even able to come onto radio and say, keep on reading your Bible.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's because I have been reading my Bible. I have been talking to God,
mm-hmm.
that I am able to still come and say, you know what?
Mm.
Life is totally messed up at the moment. I am at my worst, but I'll still stand and say, it is well. It is well with my soul.
Mm.
Whatever my Lord, thou has taught me to say, it is well. So it's those promises in the Bible. When you are walking in the valley of the shadow of death, that you'll say, but God, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yes.
But you still told me, you are my shepherd. Your rod and your staff will comfort me.
Mm-hmm.
Your rod and your staff are going to come and pull me out of that deep and miry clay. I know you are still coming. I know you're still on the way. This is for a season. This is for a while. But I know surely that in spite of all this that is going on, surely, surely, my Redeemer lives.
Indeed. So now if when we quickly, it's a lot, hey, and you know, so today during worship, we're on Isaiah 63. Yes, Isaiah 63. So there's this crying. And then somewhere towards the end there, it says that Abraham has forsaken us, Darara has abandoned us, but then I know that you, my father, you know. So as you're saying that, like, even when we do these devotions, we are reminded of those things that, born, even when you're going through the most, but God, even when you're going through the mood, but God, you know. But if we don't do those devotions, then we're going to find ourselves stuck, you know. So as we're nearing the end, Sister Ruth, there, when we turn to the Bible and then we look at there, you know, do we have some example, biblical or historical examples of particular women who led an inspired and devoted life, on how, you know, how did they do it? How did they do it? Because sometimes they're like, there's no one who was a woman who was devoted. We only know of David, who was after God's heart, but women. But then we find that because we have not really studied those women in the Bible to say, but Esther, or but this one, you know. So do you have those women there in the Bible that we can say, this is our point of reference as well?
I want to talk about Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about Hannah. Hannah had been praying for years.
Mm.
She had been crying to God. She had been, but one day she decided to go deeper. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
She went deeper. She did not waver. You know, she maybe did not hear that. She didn't have children. And then she decided to go to the Sangoma. Mm. She decided to go to the sorcerers. No.
Mm.
Hannah decided to go deeper with that same God.
Mm-hmm.
She continued to stand and trust in him who she believed could change her circumstances. So we have, you know, it's her in the Bible being able to stand against all the peninas of life.
Mm-hmm.
Women, we are going through a lot of things. We are facing a lot of struggles. We are facing a lot of challenges. We are carrying a lot on our plates. It could be illness.
Yep.
It could be that, you know, you are also in a Hannah situation where you need God to bless you with your own Samuel. It could be that you are, you know, and you're facing unemployment, you know. It's been a prolonged situation and it's just not happening. What I'm saying is there are women in the Bible.
Mm.
There is Hannah who said, God, I don't care whether I'm going to look stupid, whether I'm going to look mad, whether I'm going to look drunk. I am still going to stand at the foot of the cross. I am still going to devote myself to you, God, and give it my all and say, God, please bless me with a child. At my age, maybe it was an age where she couldn't have children anymore. You know, we don't know that. But at the end of the day, because of her devotion, because of her consistency, because she was unwavering between opinions, she received the blessing that she had asked for. So what I'm also saying, sisters, is that sometimes it takes time.
Mm.
Sometimes it's going to take 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's going to take you 10 years. Sometimes, and you know, for someone else, what you want will come to them in just 5 minutes. But sometimes God needs you to be there in faith, standing, showing devotion to God for 20 years. So whilst you're in the waiting, whilst you're in that place where it's looking bleak, where it's looking hopeless, I speak even to myself. I'll say, Ruth, have hope.
Yes.
God is going to come through for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Sister Ruth, you have said it all. There's nothing that I will add. I'm just going to ask that. Can you please pray for us as women that through it all, man, we find that time for a devotion through it all, because we will, if we want to say we don't have time, really, we won't have time, you know. But if we say, I do have time for that, then we are going to have time for the devotion. So if you can please just pray for us.
Okay, shall we pray? Our Father who is in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord, for the words that you have put through us, dear Father in heaven.
Mm.
God, in a special way, there could be a woman who is struggling, Lord, with making time for you, God. Father in heaven, our schedules are just heavy, are just full, dear God. Our children need to be taken from school. We need to cook. We need to be CEOs, dear God. We need to take care of our husbands. God, you know our circumstances, Lord. And in the midst of all that, Father, we still need to make time for you. Lord, may you create time for us, dear God, in our busy schedules, dear Father. Point out to us, Lord, where we can come and sit with you, dear God. Point out to us, dear God, the best times, dear God, to talk to you, to be able, Lord, to commune with you, to converse with you, dear God. Father, we're just asking that those who may be struggling to talk to you, those that may be struggling with finding ideas, Lord, on how to have a devotional life, God, I ask that your spirit may pour upon them today. I ask, Lord, that you may open their minds, dear God, and their eyes to see how, Lord, they can come and be at one with you, dear God. I pray, dear Father, that you be with us for the rest of this day, God. Cover us, Lord, with your blood that was shed on the cross. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. My sister, thank you so much for coming through and helping us and reminding us as well the importance of these devotions. May you have yourself a blessed, blessed day.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Amen.
Goodbye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.